The attorney general says Reckitt Benckiser Pharmaceuticals conspired to monopolize the U.S. Suboxone market, inflating the company's profits by draining the pockets of drug addicts and insurers. The suit alleges that by shifting from pills to dissolvable strips, Reckitt manipulated the market, delaying the time when other companies could introduce cheaper, generic versions of Suboxone. James Buffetti heads the Consumer Protection Bureau at the Justice Department.
They could maintain their monopoly position in the market for longer than they should have been able to. That's the allegation.
New Hampshire's Medicaid program alone spent more than $7 million on the drug between 2010 and 2013. For NHPR, I'm Jack Rodolico.